This is, I'm Raul McFlugel, and I have Slappy Jones with me. And we're over at McFlugel.com. We've been operating for about 4 years over there. We decided to start a podcast. So we're going to try to do this every week. And I'm going to have Slappy start us off with what we're going to talk about today. Just jump right in.
Yeah, Raul. So this story comes from Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, which is my former hometown. No longer live there. Rallo also from the area. So that's kind of near and dear to our heart when something locally is in the news. But this is about a teenager, an 18-year-old named Dominic Love. Dominic Love was at a playground where a fight was about to break out. There was two sides. These are high school kids. They were ready to go. Dominic Love fires a gun up in the air. The kid scatters, breaks up the fight. And there was a pretty big manhunt for him. So this happened on May 23rd, and he just got arrested this week, and we're recording this in August of 2016. So the U.S. Marshals were even involved, as well as the Lansdowne and Upper Darby Police Departments. I'll read a quick excerpt from the article, which you can find linked on our website, McFlugel.com. Okay, so this is Michael Chitwood. He's the the police chief in Upper Darby. He's very braggadocious. He likes to be in front of the media every time he arrests something. Anytime they arrest anyone, they make a huge deal about it. And he loves to talk about himself and his police force and how great they are. But this is a quote from him. We got the call about a large group in the park after the high school lets out for shots fired. We get there and the kids are scattering all over. Subsequently, we gather witnesses who tell us Dom Love pulled out a handgun and fired a shot. End quote. By all accounts, Chitwood said at the time, it appears the students intending to fight each other had a group of supporters on in each corner. Though the shot may have thwarted the fight, Chitwood said it was a reckless move. This is another Chitwood quote. It says, the gangster is caught. You can run, but you can't hide. That is a literal quote from him. It's not like me putting words in his mouth or this is some kind of Hollywood movie. So Rilo, what do you think of this whole situation? Because look, hey, Upper Darby is a densely populated area. It's probably not a good idea to be firing guns up in the air. This guy, let me say, actually, I'll tell you what he was charged with. It says Love is awaiting preliminary arraignment on charges including firearms not to be carried without a license, recklessly endangering another person, and discharging a firearm in the township. So what do you think of this situation?
Like you said, I mean, it's not a good idea usually to just shoot a gun up in the air. But like you said before, you know, what was it, a blank in there? And they even said that, you know, it looked like it broke up the fight. And if that was his intention, I mean, obviously you and I weren't there, what was going on, but, you know, this kid Dom was there. Maybe he thought that if he didn't break the fight up, that something bad was going to happen, someone was going to get really going to get hurt. And they said there were 40 kids there on both sides. I mean, that's a recipe for a nice big brawl with someone getting injured. So I don't want it to seem like that, you know, oh, no harm, no foul. Just if you put people in danger, you know, that's probably not a good thing. But to make the deal of it that they did, that, you know, it happened 2 months ago. Tomorrow will be 2 months that this happened. Bringing in the marshals just seems like overkill.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree with you. I mean, what if the police showed up? Now, I know this is not how the police operate. They don't typically come into a room and start firing up in the air. But had a cop come there and fired a shot, say it was a blank round, or a live round up into the air and broke up the fight, would that police officer also be charged with these crimes? I mean, I think that's kind of a rhetorical question.
Yeah, well, of course we know that would never happen. Yeah, it's tough because, you know, none of us were there, but neither were the cops. Neither was Chitwood. Yeah, and I just don't like, you can read right through what he's saying, you know, that. There's another quote earlier in here, and it's not really, it just said, when he allegedly fired a single gunshot in the air at the Bond Avenue playground as, quote, gangsters on parade, end quote. Like, and then, you know, he had the line, the gangster is caught, you can run, you can't hide. Is this kid a gangster? Or was he just a kid where you know, he saw on Facebook there was a fight and he showed up and he thought, oh, hey, maybe this fight shouldn't happen. I don't know.
Well, he did have a gun that was not registered, or he didn't have a license for.
Right.
I mean, so I guess had he paid, I'm just, you know, paid for that license, I guess if he did the same thing, would that, you know, would he not be in trouble now?
Yeah. Well, there's the charge of discharging a firearm in the township. I mean, not that in Upper Darby, you want to be taking target practice in your backyard, but if you're not allowed to shoot the gun, well, you know, what's the sense of even having one? And to that point, too, just how they're kind of like, they pile up charges. So he could, if he goes to court and let's say he did have a blank, he did shoot a blank, he'll get a, you know, he'll probably get off for that, be not guilty. But will he get charged for firearms not to be carried without a license and discharging a firearm in the township? You know, so I don't know if those carry prison sentence, but he'll get charged and get a guilty verdict for those things. Even though he didn't really, if he fired a blank, which I'm going to go out on a limb and say he didn't. But let's say he did, he's still going to have to face some consequences for really just not doing anything wrong and with the intention, I'm assuming, of breaking up the fight, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, the whole reason I think they bring up the point that what if it was a blank is that it would be the same outcome. Yeah, we're not suggesting he actually did fire a blank. I certainly believe it was a live round. He probably fired a bullet up in the air. But if it was a blank, it would have been the same exact result. You know, unless that bullet went through someone's roof and caused damage, that's different. But there was nothing reported that anyone got hit by the bullet or that it hit anything for that matter.
Right. So it's one of those things where you can kind of tie it into the more into libertarianism and, you know, how you judge actions. It's, you know, if no one's hurt, it's kind of like drunk driving. You know, the libertarian question is, you know, should drunk driving be allowed in your libertarian society? You know, if you could drive drunk, you know, hurt anybody or damage anyone's property, is it really a crime? And, you know, crime in the strictest definition of did you harm someone who didn't deserve to be harmed or their property, then no, it's not a crime. But I don't think that, in a libertarian society that we would really allow drunk drivers, because you do put other people in serious, in danger. But he did do some, I don't want it to get lost on anyone that we're saying that, oh, he did nothing wrong here.
Yeah, that was going to be my next point, is that if we're saying he did nothing wrong, or there was no crime committed, should it be okay for, obviously I'm playing devil's advocate, right, but should it be okay for someone in Upper Darby to go out front and just fire a gun up in the air for the hell of it, and nobody gets hurt, no crime?
Right. No, that's obviously ridiculous. And that's what's frustrating trying to talk to people is when they, you know, talk about no victim, no crime. It's, well, what about someone who just randomly fires a gun? It's like, we're human beings that, you know, have some common sense. So, no, that's not a good thing. I think you have to look at the intentions, and, you know, I'm sure if there was another way to break this fight up, I assume he would have done it. I mean, if he intended on hurting someone with the gun, I don't think he points it straight up in the air.
Absolutely.
So do we need, if, you know, and the cops get, there's a gunshot fired in the neighborhood. Yeah, someone's going to call the police. And the police should show up, and they do. And they get the story from the kids. They apparently told them, these kids apparently told them that he was trying to break up the fight. Otherwise, I don't think they would have reported that, or Chitwood would have not a direct quote from him, but it was alluded to. It says right here, the shot made for the fight. So at that point, if kid's still not there, what's the point of going on a manhunt on someone and bringing the U.S. marshal?
Yeah, do you think?
For something that, all right, what's a prison sentence going to do to this? I mean, what does that really help him or anybody?
I mean, as far as we know, at least it wasn't reported in any articles. Maybe he did, but as far as we know, this gangster didn't commit any crime since then. He fired a shot in the air. They didn't also, you know, newspapers love to report if the kid has a long rap sheet, even if it's drugs or whatever. But they didn't. So, I mean, maybe this guy has a long history and he's a real problem. But there's nothing reported. There's no evidence of that we have found in any of these articles. You know, they love to pile on and be like, he was arrested 6 times from the time he was 15 to 18. And, you know, this kid's a real gangster. He's a real problem. But it doesn't appear that that's the case. It appears that this kid literally broke up a fight. And who knows what could have happened had that fight gone on. And had the cops came, first of all, the only reason they got called was because of the gunshot. This fight was advertised on social media, and no one called the police ahead of time to stop it. So it's likely that the police would not have broken up the fight. So someone likely would have gotten hurt had this fight gone on if this kid didn't fire the shot. So, you know, we'll see what happens in the courts. Hopefully the jury goes a little easy on him if it goes to trial. I don't even know how that whole system works, but I guess we'll see what happens. We'll stay tuned to the story as it develops.
Yeah, and if it comes out and there's information that says that, you know, something else happened that you know, we're missing here, yeah, that obviously changes everything. But we're just, you know, given the situation, you're trying to just use an Occam's razor. You find the simplest solution given the most likely explanation is probably the simplest explanation. That's just what we're trying to go with here. Instead of trying to, like, make one of these Chitwood conspiracies where he's, you know, going after gangsters in the streets of Lansdowne and Upper Darby, because, you know, we know that there's so many gangsters, you know, especially that they have a picture on the top of the story. Gangsters look exactly like this kid. I don't know. You have anything else to say about it?
No, I mean, we'll stay tuned and see how it turns out and see what happens, see what comes out in the court case. I hope this kid doesn't get put away for any significant amount of time. It doesn't seem like he's a danger to society. In fact, he may have done something good for society if he really, truly just broke up the fight. Someone could have gotten hurt, especially when you have large groups of teenagers, 18-year-old boys. Men or whatever you want to call them. I mean, they can do some damage. So, yeah, I guess I just hope the kid gets off easy on it. I don't think he really did anything wrong. I don't know him personally. I don't know anything about him. But based on the story, based on the facts we have, it doesn't seem like he's really a criminal. Although, I'm sure he learned a lesson from this whole experience that he won't be firing his gun all over the place. So anyway, thanks for tuning in to episode number 1 of the Mallow and Slappy Show. Tune in next week.
Yep, and make sure to find us on mcflugel.com, mcflogle.com, or you can just Google McFlugel. And also on Facebook, facebook.com/McFlugel. And we're also on Twitter, too, and we'll have those links all over the place. So, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube or Stitcher and iTunes when we get it all up there, whenever that happens. And take care.
Thank you.